Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding at the very bottom of Nun Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara says on the bottom, the Idach then continues on to the top. We're in the middle of the Sugya. You recall we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that a person who's Mekadesh with whole slew of items or objects or what have you that are Osir Bahanoah, then the Kedushin is not chal, because he didn't give her anything. It's Osir Bahanoah. The one that we, and the Gemara today and the Gemara tomorrow are going to go through the Mekoyrois, the sources. How do we know that each one of these is in fact Osir Bahanoah? So, the bottom of Nun Vav Amid Beis, we're in the middle of discussing the Shor HaNiskol. And you recall that the Shor HaNiskol, the Pasuk says, V'chigach Shor es ish o es ish of a meis, Sokol yisokel hashor v'lo yeochel es psoroi uval hashor noki. And how did the Gemara explain that yesterday? We had an initial explanation and then we came up with Omer Bavo, Omer Ebelose. Bavo Omer Ebelose says whatever it says in the Torah, lo yochel, lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu, lo yeochel, any lashon of Israchila, echad Israchila v'echad Israhano'o v'mashma. So therefore, in our case of the sokol, this shor hanisko, shor nisko, as you know, means a shor that Chas v'Shalom Nebuch went and killed someone. But here we're talking about a shor tam, not a shor muad. What's the din? The bezin has to go and administer skila to this shor. What happens if someone quickly, before the bezin had a chance to administer the skila, someone went and snatched the shor and shechted it? Says the pasuk v'lo yeochel es psoroi, which comes to mean not only can you not eat from the basar, but you can't even have hanoah from it. Why? That's Revo Omer B'yoichanon, wherever it says in the Torah, and Israchila means both Israchila v'yachet Israhanoah b'mashma. Unless the Torah tells you otherwise, like it says by Nevel. Alright, so then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, what do I need a v'alashor naki for? Vala Sharnaki L'chayr doesn't come to tell us anything. Initially, the Gemara thought that Vala Sharnaki comes to tell you the Isser Hanah, right? That Lo Yiyachel tells you Isser Achila, Vala Sharnaki is Isser Hanah. But once we have Omer Bavo, Omer B'yoychanan, Omer Bavo, Omer B'loza, that wherever it says in Isser Achila, it includes Isser Hanah. So what do I need of Vala Sharnaki? That was the Gemara's Kasha all the way on the bottom. If you want, we can go back to 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud, like 7 lines. V'hashtu the nafkelon Israchila v'Israhanoah shavayim lo yiyachel. Now that we're learning both Israchila and Israhanoah from lo yiyachel, hay balashonoki l'mayasa. What do I need balashonoki for? It says mo lanos oiroi, to tell you that you're not allowed to even have a noah from the oir, from the skin of the shor hanisko. Why would I have thought otherwise? So could I chemin lo yiyachel es psora iksiv. Psara yasir, oiroi is mutter. I would think the isser only pertains to the basar, that's osir bachila, osir banor. But maybe the oir is mutter, that's why you have to have uvalashar naki. So tomorrow, but I have other limudim from valashar naki. Ulharach tanoi de mafkilei, hai valashar naki lechatzi koifel edmei velodois, hanos oiroi min nolahu. There are other Tanoim that say that we use the Vala Sharnaki to tell you that you're potter from Chatzi Koifer. Because remember, if Chas v'Shalom, a Shor Muad killed someone, Pasuk says, in Koifer Yushas Olav, you have to go and pay Koifer. And as we know, normally when you have a Shor Tam pays Chutzi Nezek. So Sol Kedai Techamina, if you have a Shor Tam that killed someone, you'd have to pay Chutzi Koifer. Kamash belongs to the pasuk. No, Valashar Naki Yepotir from Chatzi Koif. Same thing applies to Dmei V'Lodois. The last Rashi reminds us where if Chas v'Shalom you have two people that are fighting, and one person goes and punches in by mistake, instead of punching his adversary, he punches an Isha Muberes that just happens to have been standing around, and as a result, Nebuch, she had a miscarriage and she lost a child. What's the halacha in the case when a person was trying to hit another person and by mistake went and hit the woman, and Nebuch, the Vlodis came out, there was a miscarriage, then you have to go benosim beflilim. The bezim will go and measure the amount of damages, and you have to go and pay. But that's only by a person. If a shor causes a miscarriage, then you're off the hook. How do I know? Valashor noki, that you're more part of in the mei velotis. Okay, so now Frank Dimar, according to this man, the Yoma, that used the valashor noki for chatzikoy for the mei velotis, hanuas oyer min alahu. So how does he know that you're not allowed to have a no'ah from the oyer? Because after all, the previous man, the Yoma, said that I use the valashor noki to tell you you're not allowed to have a no'ah from oyer. But I'm using now the balashor noki for chatzi koifin k'dmei v'lodois. So how do I know hanoas oiroi? Efe dimor mi es psori, es atofel psori. From the extra word es, it says in the pasuk lo yeochel, es psori. It could have said lo yeochel psori. Why does it say the es psori? Es psori comes to tell you es atofel psori. What size es atofel psori? The oir, which is secondary to the flesh of the animal, of that too, is Osir Bahana. Zokti Yomar V'idach, and the other man, the Yomar, that learns the din of the oir from Mavala Shornaki, so Ibazoi, what does he do with the extra word S? Says Yomar, S Leidarish, he doesn't dash in the word S. Kinesani, and this is of course a very famous Gemara, the Yomar brings this a few times. Kinesani, Shimon Amsoini, V'Amri L'Nechemi Amsoini, Ha'yadoidish, Kol Asin Shabbat Toira. Shimon HaMsoidi and Chami HaMsoidi used to dash in every single S. Bereishis Bora Lekim, Eisa Shemayim V'Eisa Oretz. Already from the first Pasuk he already had two possible drushes from the extra S. And then of course we have S probably hundreds of times in the Torah. So that being the case, he dashed in every single one. Kimen, Shegiyah V'Eisa Shem Lekecha Tira, Tira, Pireish. However, when he came to the pasuk Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, which is a pasuk in Dvarim, then Piresh, then he said, "I have nothing to say." Well, where does that come to be, Marba? There's an interesting Marsha where the Marsha says, "Why does he ask this question when he gets Es Hashem Alekecha Tira?" We have an earlier pasuk in Torah, "For you have to ace Hashem Alekecha." We recite this every single day, 2-3 times a day. So he said, we have to ace. What does he do with that? Ace Hashem Alekech. Says the Marsha, Shimon HaMsoini and Nechemi HaMsoini understood that the ace could come to tell you, not only do you have to love the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but you should also love the Talmid HaChacham. That they were able to accept. However, it's Hashem Alekech Atira, just like you're supposed to fear Hashem, you're supposed to fear Talmid HaChachamim, that they were not willing to go, and they couldn't accept that that was the pshat. And so they're Pirish, and therefore they stood away and they said, okay, we are ending now our further darshaning of the S. And Omer Le Talmidim, then Talmidim now said to Shimon or Nechemiah Saini, Rabbi, Kol Esr Shedarasha Matayele, what are you going to do about your life's work? For the last 25 years, you've been putting together a multi-volume treatise going through every single S. What is it coming to teach you? Now you're in Devarim. We're almost at the end. What are you going to do with all those drushes that you had until now? Omelahem, kishem shekibalti schar al ha-prisha, kach kibalti al ha-prisha. Just like I learned Torah l'shem Shemayim, to understand and delve and understand every word of the Torah, I thought that all these drushes are correct. Once I realized that there's in fact at least one S that doesn't come to teach you anything, the S Hashem Alekech Atira, therefore I'm poirish, I am now reversing myself, I'm no longer going to darshan any more Essen. Achavar Rav Akiva V'limeid, Es Hashem Alekech Atira, the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, like we mentioned already before. Now, I heard a vort yesterday. I believe I heard it b'shem Rav Svei Zichron Levracha, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Philadelphia, that he said that when Rabbi Kiva heard the tremendous self-sacrifice, the Mesiris Nefesh of Shimon or Nechemi HaMsoini, can you imagine? They had dedicated years and years going through every single S and interpreting it. What does it come to add? What does it come to subtract? What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kavana? Can you imagine a professor, Bizman Hazeh, that has spent 5 or 10 or 20 years based on a particular theorem that he has to go and make a medicine or make a medication or this or that or the other thing, and after 20 years he does an experiment and it doesn't work. So what does he do? Well, it must be because this, that, or the other thing. Is he going to automatically throw up his hands and say, okay, I failed, I made a mistake, and he's going to be poresh? Nah, he's going to say, all the work that he did now, that was real good, wonderful intellectual work, and there must be a reason why when he did his sample, it didn't work. For someone to have the intellectual integrity to go and say, I realize that my life's work, or at least the work of the last few years, was for naught, and we continue on because the importance of learning Torah is to come to the truth, the emes la'amito shel Torah. It's not to go and be able to write svarim and be able to do chidushim, but to come to Torah's emes. And I see it's not emes, said Shimon Emsoini, Nechem Emsoini, because I have no drush of Es Hashem Kechatira. I'm Polish, and I start all over again on another subject. I abandon this work. Says Rav Svei Zecharon Levracha, said Rabbi Kiva, Das is the Talmud Chacham that the Pasuk is referring to as Hashem Lekechatira. A person who learns with such sincerity and with a such Yiras Shemayim and with such Mesiras Nefesh that he's willing to go and say, put all those Svarim into the Gneza, obviously it's wrong. I have no answer as Hashem Lekechatira. That's the type of Talmud Chacham that the Pasuk is being marba. That those are kaviyachol going in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore as shekemotira lerabbi tamid chacham. Okay, we've concluded now the whole discussion about the Shor HaNiskel, and then we continue on. Vayta the Mishnah be Egla Arufa. Everybody knows an Egla Arufa is that if Chas V'Shalom someone is murdered, Chamon Litzlan, we talk about murder today. Nebuch. What just happened there? It's Yisrael. It's terrible. So if you see one lone individual, Nebuchadnezzar, was killed, then you have to go to the closest community, and then they have to go and bring the Egla Rufa, and they have to be V'or Fusham, as the Egla Banochal, as we all know. So now what happens if a person gets this Egla Rufa? He finds, for instance, a bone of the Egla Rufa, or for that matter, he finds the Nevela of the Egla Rufa. What happens now? Is he allowed to have hana'ah from those bones? Can he make it into, for instance, the handle of a hatchet? Or can he go and give that nevela meat to a dog? Or sell it? Says our Mishnah, no, it's asur b'hana'ah. Minolan, how do I know? Amri devei Rav Yanai, kaporek siv ba kikodshim. We know that part of the, quote-unquote, the ceremony that you have by the Egla Rufa is that the ziknei or ir say, Kaper li amcha Yisrael asher podisa, says kaper, lashon kapara. Kapara means therefore that it is similar to karbonois, just like karbonois is an iser hana'ah because it's kodesh. Here too there's an iser hana'ah. And then we continue on. It says in the Mishnah tzipoirei mitzoira. Tzipoirei mitzoira, as you know, means we have at the beginning of Parshas Mitzoira that if a mitzoira had been and then Baruch Hashem, one day he wakes up and the neg has gone away. They call the kohen comes and says, "Vini nirpa nega hatzerua, nega tzeras min hatzerua." Baruch Hashem, this metzora has lost his nega tzeras, and now he has to go through a couple of rituals that are required by the Heilige Torah. The first one is that you have to take shtei tziporim chayis tahirois. And what do you do with those two tziporim? We're talking about in the city. We're not talking about in the Beis Hamikdash. These are not karbanis. These are two oifos. You take the first one and you shecht it. And now you go and take the blood and you add it to Mayim Chayim. And then you take the tzipor hachaya, the remaining, that's what the Gemara is going to call the tzipor hamishulachas, and you dip it into that mixture of dam and water together with the Ezer Mishni Taluas. You dip it in and then you go and send it away with Shilach as a Tzipra Chaya al Pnei HaSoda. You just go and send it away and you let it go and fly away. Okay, so it says in our Mishnah that Tzipoira Metzaira are also Osir Bahanon. At this point, we don't really know which one of the two tzipoyrim. Is it the one that one shechts? Or is it the one that one sends away? Or, since it uses the plural tzipoyrei, maybe both of them are osir b'hanok. So Gemara is going to address that in some detail for the rest here of the Amud Aleph into the Amud Beis. And of course, we're first going to start off by asking, how do we even know that there is an Isser Hanoah Bechlal by these two Tzipoyrim? Since you shechted one of them, maybe you're allowed to go and eat it. After all, that's what you do normally when you shecht a bird. Go and eat it afterwards, unless it's a treifa. So the Gemara is going to tell us the basis of the Isser Hanoah. How do we know that this is a din of Israel? No, that's Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Nemar machshir u'mechaper mi befnim, v'nemar machshir u'mechaper mi bachutz. Ma machshir u'mechaper u'omer befnim, osa by machshir ki mechaper, af machshir u'mechaper u'omer bachutz, osa by machshir ki mechaper. So, first of all, we have to understand what's the difference between a machshir and a mechaper. A mechaper are those kabbanas which are brought perfectly for, purely for kapara purposes. For instance, when a person did a chet b'shogeg, that normally would chas v'shalom give him kares. If he does a b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatas. And then there are, of course, a number of things that a person would bring a korban osham. So these are kabbanas which are mechaper. But there is at least one carbon that is machshir. Machshir means that it allows this person to do certain things. So, for instance, Rashi says the machshir b'mithnim that we're talking about over here is the asham mitzoyer. Why? Because the mitzoyer does not need a kapara with karbonos or with the two tzipoyre mitzoyer. The Gemara tells us because that negatzeras, the fact that he had to be with this tzaras on his body until it was finally Kadosh Baruch Hu caused it to go away, that was the kapar. So what are the two tzipoyrim mitzoyra for? Rashi says the tzipoyrim mitzoyra are machshirim bachutz, that this person is now allowed to return into the machne for some period of time, perhaps for years. He was chutz l'sholesh machnois. By bringing these two tzipoyrim mitzoyra and going through the shechita, etc., now it's machshir him to return into the machna. So therefore we have a machshir b'chutz in the form of the tzipoyrim mitzoyra, and we have a machshir b'fnim in the form of asham mitzoyra. Asham mitzoyra again is not for kapara. Asham mitzoyra is to allow the mitzoyra from now on to be able to eat kodshim and to be able to enter to the Beis HaMikdash, which he could not do until now. It is similar to, as you know, by a Yoledes, for instance, she also has to go and bring a carbon. The reason for her carbon also, it's to be machshir. Yeah, the Gemara says also it's a shtikl mechaper too, because she made a shmua that she's never going to go and be nistakik lebala. But principally the reason is, because for the time being she cannot eat kachim, so you're going to say, okay, a person can go their entire lives without eating kachim. When the Bismidish was standing, each one of us had the mitzvah to eat Karban Pesach on the first night of Pesach, and you can't eat unless you bring, in the case of Yoledes, her kapara, but we're focusing now on Yoledes, we're focusing on the mitzvah. Asham mitzvah is a machshir. So I have a machshir b'fnim and a machshir b'chutz. The machshir b'chutz is the tzipoyrim mitzvah, the machshir b'fnim is the asham mitzvah. Now what is the machaper b'fnim and the mechaper b'chutz? Mechaper b'fnim, says Rashi, are all other karbonos, including the other karbonos osham, which come to be mechaper for various avoinos. Well, mechaper b'chutz, says Rashi, that's referring to the egla rufa that we just had a moment ago. Why is it called mechaper? Because it says, kaper liamcha Yisrael asher padisa. Ah, zogti yimara. Minola the tanavei ro yishmoel, nema machshir u'mechaper b'mefnim. The machshir b'befnim is the asham mitzoyre. The machaper b'befnim are all other karbanos. The name of machshir u'mechaper mibachut. The machshir mibachut is are the tzipoyre mitzoyre. The machaper b'chut is the egla rufa. Ma machshir u'mechaper om b'fnim osa boy machshir ki machaper. When it comes to bringing karbanos, it doesn't matter whether the purpose of the karban is to be machaper, or whether it's to be machshir. all of the avoida is done exactly the same way. The shchit and the kabbalah sadam, and the hoylocha sadam, and the zrika sadam, and the eating of the carbon by the kahanim, etc. They are indistinguishable. Ah, machshir mechaper omer b'chutz, also be machshir mechaper. Same thing, machshir mechaper b'chutz. That's the machshir of the tzipoyre metzayra. The Torah made them just like the mechaper, like the egla rufa. No, what's the din by the egla rufa? We just said a few lines ago that it's osir b'ano because of kaper liyamcha Yisrael, kaporek zibba ki kodeshim. So, bottom line is, we have now concluded we have a mokor for the tzipoyre metzayra being osir b'ano. I learned it from egla rufa. Itmar, tzipoyre metzayra me'im esay asur. At what point do they become osir? Again, we have not identified yet which one is osir, whether it's the geshochtana, the mishulachas, or both. And now the Gemara is going to begin to address that. Tzipoyre mitzayim me'im esay asur, and when do they become osir? Rabbi Yochanan Amar mishas shchita. Oh, at the time that you shecht. In other words, a person buys the two oifos, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, and he goes and shechts them, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time of the shechita, the one that he's shechting becomes osur. And Rashi says, and the second one that you're not going to go and shecht, that will become mutter. It was mutter all along, but just I didn't know which one you're going to shecht until now. But now that we determined that we're going to shecht A, and we're going to leave over B, so the geshochtana, the one that's nishchat, is going to be osir, and the mishulachas, the one that we're going to send away out to the asada, is mutter. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish omer mishas lekicha. Rish Lakish says 9 o'clock in the morning when you went to the feigel store and you bought the two feigelach, the two oifos, already at that point both of them became osir. And what happens subsequently, according to Rish Lakish, when you shechted one of them, it remained osir b'ano'ah, and the second one, when you send it away, then it will be transformed from osir b'ano'ah to mutter b'ano'ah. Okay, so that's the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishah Shechita, Shechita hu de osir la. Until the moment of Shechita, these two oifos were like any other oifos. I could have put them in cages and treated them like canaries or whatever one does with oifos. Therefore, it's a shechita that caused it now to be identified as a tzipor metzayra. That's when the iser attaches at that moment. When you buy it, you know why? Because I learned from egla arufa nafka. I learned from egla arufa. What do I learn from egla arufa? Remember, the whole Isser hanoa by tzipayr matar, the Gemara said, I learned from machshir umechaper mi bachutz. So I'm learning the din of tzipayr matar from egla ruf. Oh, egla ruf I know is osir b'ano'ah because it says kaper liyamcha Yisrael. Is ma egla rufa michai, just like egla rufa already before tarifa so egla, there's a din that it's osir b'ano'ah. Av tzipayr matar mechaim, it's already osir b'ano'ah mechaim when it's still alive. In other words, when even before the shechita took place on the tzipor metzayah. So tomorrow the egla rufa gufa me'emesai. You just said now that egla rufa becomes osir mechayim. From what point does it become osir? Omer v'yanai gvul shemati ba. I heard a gvul. The Gemara uses the term gvul over here a little bit loosely. In other words, I heard that there is a timeline, or there is a deadline, or there is some point in time at which the egla becomes osir, even prior to the arifa so egla. V'shechachti, but I forgot what that timeline is. V'naz ben chavrai loimer, and my chaverim came and they wished to offer the following: that yiridos l'nachal eisan hi oisros. It's the yiridu l'nachal eisan. In other words, Torah says that you have to borrow for Shomas Egla Banochal. You go and take it down to Nachal Eisan. Initially, when it's going down to Nachal Eisan, nothing happens. It's only eventually, when it falls off the cliff or what have you, then what happens then? Then, unfortunately, it gets torn to pieces, and then that's the real Arifas Egla. So the Gemara is telling us now that the Yerida, the Nachal Eisan, where at the moment nothing has happened, at that point it already becomes Osir at that moment. Oh, so just like the Egla Rufa becomes Osir prior to the performance of the mitzvah of the Arifa, so too the Tzipori Metzori, the one that you're going to Shecht, becomes Osir even before the Shechita. Pray to Yimara. What the Gemara really is saying now is, it's very good that you're learning from Egla Rufa, but these are two different time periods. In the case of the Egla Rufa, we're saying it becomes Osor at the moment of taking it down to the Nachal Eisan. Not at the moment that you bought the Egla, but at the time that you did the Yerida LeNachal Eisan. Yet, when it comes to the Oifais, you're telling me as soon as they bought the Tzipori Mitzrayim, they became Osir then. So these are obviously different time periods. How can you learn one from the other? Everyone, Hachi Ashta, Hazen Islig Gvulachrina. There, when you're talking about the Rifas Egla, there was a new Gvul between the Lakicha and the actual Arifa. What was that? The Yerida LeNachal Eisan. But in our case, is there any other gvul? There is no other gvul. You do the lakicha, you buy it, and the next thing you do is you shacht it. There's nothing in between. That being the case, since I'm learning one from the other, they're both mechayim. In the case of the Rifas Egla, it's mechayim one. You read the Nachal Eisan. In the case of the Tzipori Metzayin, it's for the time of the lakicha. Okay, so we have now clearly defined the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Isser attaches at the time of the Shechita. Reish Lakish says at the time of the Lekicha. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Frank Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara is going to ask now a slew of kashas on Reish Lakish. It says in the Pasuk, called Tzipa Tahira Teichelu. That's one Pasuk. And then the next Pasuk says, V'zeh Asher Loi Teichlu Mehem. Now these are psukim where you have in Parshas Re'eh, where it's enumerating all of the non-kosher birds, and it starts off called Tzipa Tahira Techelu. A normal, regular bird is tahar. V'zeh Asher Lo Teichlu Mehem, Es HaNesher, V'es Ozniya, and Harov, V'aya, V'adaya, as you know, the list that you have in the Torah. And even though, unfortunately, we have forgotten over the years the Masaira vis-a-vis the vast majority of the birds, and that's why there are only a handful of birds that we know that are kosher. All the others are a suffix. We don't know if they happen to be among those which are listed in the Torah as oifois tmeois. But as we say in the Torah, kol tzipa Torah techelu. Now what is the kol, says Rashi? What do I need the kol tzipa Torah techelu come to be marva? Every kol is always marva something. The Rami says mishulachas, to go and tell you that the one that you're going to send away, al pnei hasoda, that's techelu, that's mutter ba'achila, that's mutter ba'ano. But it says, v'zeh asher le'toichlu mehem. Rashi says that the word asher is also extra, it also comes to tell you a riboy. The rabbi says, ashchuta. Ah, so from the combination of these two psukim, I now learn and I can identify. Then when it says in the Mishnah, tzipor mitzayda is asher ba'ano, we're only talking about the tzipor hashchuta and not the tzipor hamishulachas. That's the braisa. Ask Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Mishal gadaitach mechayim asura liachas shchita miboye. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, according to me, that I learned that when does the tzipor mitzayda become asher? At the moment of shchita, that's why I have a pasuk. V'zeh asher le'toichlu mehem. What does that come to be marv the asher? The rabbi says a shchuta. That shchuta, when you shecht it, becomes asur. But according to you, Reish Lakish, when you bought the two oifes already at that time, they became asur. Le'achas shchita miboye. After you do the shchita, do you think that isur is going to leave? If anything, that should really impress and impose upon this tzipor the iser. So what do I need a pasuk to go and tell you? The rabbis the shkuta. It's already been awesome for the last 5 hours. In my example, that you bought it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that you're shechting it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For 5 hours, it's already been awesome. The shkita didn't do anything more or anything less. So what do I need the pasuk to go and tell you? The rabbis the shkuta. Everything more very simple. Now the same immediate. I would think that there's a nice parallel here between this oif and kachim. All kachim, when you're makdish the animal and you cause it to become the mushal akarv oila, for instance, it becomes osubano immediately. You're not allowed to be moil in hegdish or in kachim. And now what happens? You bring him to the base of English. Now you put the, you bring the, you shecht it, and you put the aimerin on the mizbeach. And now, for the first time, the oil becomes mutter to the kahana. How did it become mutter? As a result of the shechita. And of course, those animals like a chatas or an ashal lamashal, which are actually eaten, so as long as they're alive, you're now going to be moil in these kachim. And then when you bring it, now all of a sudden you're allowed to go and eat from the flesh. So I would think, since this Indian of shechita, of this tzipor mitzvah, is in a sense similar to bringing a carb in the base of Middish, and therefore I would say just like in the base of Middish, maybe here too, when Rish Lakish says that the time of the kicha becomes aser, but maybe when you shecht it becomes mutter, kamash malam, that's why I have to have a special pasuk to tell you no, after the shechita it remains aser. Okay, another kasha on Rish Lakish. Eisvei. What happens if you shecht the tzipor mitzayra, and then after you finish, you find that it happens to be treifa? And the Havamina, the Gemara assumes, is talking about that he was boidik in the simonim, that means in the kuna and veshit, and he sees that unfortunately he did a poor job in shechting, and it became nitrefa bishchita. Aha. Okay, so what's the din now? You don't have to take two brand new birds. You only have to bring one more. The one that's there from before, you leave. In other words, you bought two birds. One of them you shechted. You did a very poor job. You went and checked it out, and you see, uh-oh, I was matrif this animal, this bird, when I shechted it. Fine. The other bird, which is a mishulachas, hold on to. Go and buy a brand new second bird. And the yikach zug l'shnia. So now I have a new bird to go and do the shechita. For Rishoina, the first one that I shechted, nim tzestreif muteres bano. That is muter bano. Now according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's very good. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, what brings on the isra no? It's a shechita. Since this was a shechita she'ena ru'uya, it was a bad shechita because the item is now the oif is treif, so it never became moser bano. So it's muter bano. However, according to your Ishbak of Yisogadaita Mechaim Asura, that already when you bought the bird, it was already Aser. Harishayna Mai Mutarz Bana. It should remain Aser Bana. Nothing has changed. Unfortunately, the Shechita was a bad Shechita, and therefore, start from scratch. But the first one, why is it Mutar Bana? It happens to be Aser Bana. It was Aser Bana already for the last 5 hours, since you purchased it. Amalei says Rish Lakish, Hachamai Eskin Goyishenum says Treif Bnei Mei Echa Toi Chalalei Allah Kedusha Chlal. Says Rish Lakish, the premise of your kasha was that he was matrif this oif because he did a poor shechita. No, that's not how it became Nimtzes Treif. Nimtzes Treif was that they did a bedika of the inner organs and they found that there was a hole in the heart, in the lungs, in the intestines, or wherever. The hole that we found there, that was at least a day old. That hole that we found a perforated whatever. Intestines, heart, lungs. This didn't happen over the last 5 hours. This happened already a day, a week ago, or whenever. So therefore, when you were makdashit initially, by buying these two at the time of Lekicha, since this was not ro'oi for Shechita, because it was already treif, I didn't know it was treif, I couldn't tell, but since it wasn't ro'oi for Shechita in the first place, it never got Kedusha, and that's why it's a Mutar Bana. Okay. Next kasha on Reish Lakish. Eisve. Shochta shloi be'ezev shloi be'ez erev shloi be'ez.
Did you do bedika so?
Sorry?
Did they check the...
Are you asking whether it's necessary to go and check?
The shvita afterwards.
If you're asking halachically whether it's necessary to go and check, the rule is that those organs... I'm sorry? You're saying that in oif they don't normally check.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, okay. You're asking la halacha, is it necessary to go and check? So both by behemoth and by oifois, anytime a shechita takes place, you have to do a bedika on those places where tarfus is motzui, where it's the type of thing that happens all of the time. And therefore, by behemoth, for instance, you have to go and check the lungs. How much more you have to check in the animal, I don't know. I don't work in a shlachtos. But those things where it's matzui, whether it's a kidney or whether it's a stomach, whatever, they got to go and check. When it comes to oifis, until recent years, one did not have to check oifis because the assumption was that there's no problem. But I remember years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was an announcement by the Bedatz that they had found a fair number of the oifis that had been geshochten, that the lungs, in fact, had a perforation, and therefore they said, from now on, we have to be boidik all of the lungs of the oifis as well. Whether that still applies today, I don't know, but it did apply at one time where they said that it's motzui, and you got to go and check, you can't rely on chazak. Now, in the case of this tzipor, why they checked it, I don't know. It could be just simply after they shechted it, since they know it's osir bano anyway, they figured, let's look at the entire oif and let's do bedika. Maybe this was a shochet was able to go and show his talmidim, let's go and open it up and check it out. And guess what? They checked it out and they found that unfortunately the bnei ayim were perforated. Oy vavoy, this is treif. If it's treif, then the shechita was not a kosher shechita and you got to start with a brand new bird. Anyway, zok the gemara, how you have now a new brisa. At the time of the shechita, it says that you're supposed to go and shecht one of the oifis, and then you're supposed to go and take the other one, the tzipor achaya, yikach oisa, v'yes ha'ezoi, v'yes etze erez, v'shnia tiloas. You're supposed to go and take it with those three minim, and then you're supposed to go and dip it into the mixture of the blood and the water from the oif that was geshochted. Now what happens if you shechted in the time of the shechita, you didn't even have the ezoiv eitz erez or shni tolas in hand. You had asked one of your friends to go and bring it over, and he was delayed, and you didn't have it at that time. So what is the effect of the shechita? Rabbi Yankov Oimer Hoyu b'Hoktzel Mitzvasa Asura. Even though the shechita was not done lechatchila with all hidurim, that those three minim should have been present already at the time, nevertheless, it's kosher and it's osir b'hanoch. Reb Shimon Oimer Hoy v'nishkot ha-shalaki mitzvasa muteres. No, since you didn't do a proper shechita, even though the shechita was absolutely 1,000% perfect, but since you're missing those other three minim, therefore the oif never became osir b'hanoch. So ad kan le'peligi, what's the machlek now between Yaakov and Reb Shimon? Elamar sabe shechita shen ruya shma shechita, umar sabe shechita shen ruya loy shma shechita. When we say shechita shen ruya, we mean that the shechita does not have accompanying it those three minim, the ezoiv, eitz eres, and the shnita loss. So the first mandiyam Reb Yaakov says, even though it's not a full fledged proper shechita, the shechita was perfect, but it didn't have the accompaniment of the three minim. Shechita shen ruya, shma shechita, nevertheless it's a good shechita, therefore it's osir b'hanoch, like any other tzipor metzora that was geshochta. Umar sav shechita shen ruya, loy shma shechita, says Reb Shimon, if you didn't have those other three, it's as if you didn't go and shecht it with a proper chalif, it's as if you took a plastic knife that had on it ridges, that had on it pigimois, and the whole thing is worthless, gunished. Loish moshchita, and that's why it's mutabana. However, no one even breathed the thought that it becomes also mechaim. We're only talking about shchita is a kosher shchita, not a kosher shchita. Why don't you say it's also mano? Because when I bought it, it was already also mano. Who cares whether it was a good shchita, bad shchita? I bought it. It was Asabano from that moment. It's such a strong kasha, the Gemara has no answer. And the Gemara says, you're right. Both of these mandiyomim, Reb Yankov and Reb Shimon, hold that it's mishas shechita, it becomes aser, and not mishas lekicha. However, Reish Lakish says, but I have another Tana that learns like me, and another Braisa, Tanoihi. Where's that other Tana? The Tana de Nerishmal. And now we quote the same Braisa that we quoted at the beginning of this sugya. What does it say in the Braisa? So Tana de Nerishmal, never machshu mechaper b'fnim. It says machshu mechaper b'fnim. Machshu is referring to the Asham Mitzayra. Mechaper is referring to all the other Kabbanis, which are b'fnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'nevah machshir mechaper b'chutz. It says the machshir, that's the tzipoyda mitzayra, and the mechaper is the egla rufa b'chutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma machshir mechaper omer b'fnim, also be machshir ki mechaper, af machshir mechaper omer b'chutz, also be machshir ki mechaper. And we made the machshir like the mechaper, which means the machshir is the tzipoyda mitzayra, the mechaper is the egla rufa. And as we said in the Gemara before, the Egla Rufa is already Osir Mechayim from the time of the Yeridu L'Nachal Eson. Here too, this Oif becomes Osir Mechayim from Shas Lekicha. Says Reish Lakish, you're right, Reb Yankov and Reb Shimon do not learn like me, but I still have Tana Reb Shmuel who does learn like me. Okay, now we have assumed all along from the beginning of the sugya until this point that it's the shchuta that's going to become aser bano, and the mishulachas is going to remain mutter bano. Now the Gemara is going to examine that. Gufa. Kol tzipa toyer toychelu. What does that come to mean? Marv the rabbis and mishulachas, that it's tohar and kosher to eat. V'zeh asher loy toychelu mihem, the extra asher, comes to be marv the rabbis and shchuta, that it's aser to eat. Fregmar ve'epachano, who says maybe you go and switch it around? Kotzibatoyotachelu is talking about the shchuta. He did a good shchita, then you can eat it. And it's a mishulachas, that's the one that happens to be osir. So the Gemara gives a few answers. Answer number one, Amr Yechim Shim Reb Shim Yechoi, Loi Matzinu Bali Chaim Shasurim. We never find that a Bal Chai is osir. Rashi says, osir isur oilam, that something becomes osir forever and ever. You can have a Bal Chai that becomes osir because you're makdish it for a carbon. Fine. And guess what? You're going to shecht it, and then it's going to become mutter. So the issur doesn't remain forever and ever. To go and say that this oif that you're going to send away al pnei asad that's going to be osur forever and ever, yeah, we never found bali chayim that are surim forever. Frank Tamora, is that true? Maskot of Shmuel of Yitzchak v'loi? Vari muktzah v'nevrat. What's muktzah v'nevrat? Muktzah means a behemoth that you set aside on the top of Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Muktzah means a behemoth that you set aside for Takroivis Avodah Zarah. Takroivis is just like a carbon, but to distinguish between a carbon for Kaviyachim, for the Rabbeinu Shalom, and for the Avodah Zarah, we call it Takroivis. So if you have a behemoth that you're makta, which means you set it aside and designate it for Takroivis Avodah Zarah, or if you had Ne'evad, Deva means that you have a behema that people actually bow down to and worshipped as a deity, as a god, then those two animals become osur ligvoya. You're not allowed to bring them for a carbon. How do you know you're not allowed to bring from a carbon? Terashi brings the pasuk because it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, mina behema, mina bokar, umina tzoin, takrivas kabanchem. Rashi already brings this in Chumash. Mina bokar is lohoitzi es haneevad. Minatzoin lohaitzi es hamukta. That these two are awesome. And their iser is an iser oilam. It's an iser forever. Oh, so I see that there is an iser forever. So maybe the tzipar hamushulachas is also the one that's also forever. Everything more, but mukta b'neva v'alichayim dinu v'asiri. Everything more, ki asiri l'gvoya, lehejit mishra shari. Avad the os legvoya, because the pasuk that we just brought now from the beginning of Barshas Vayikra is talking about karbonois. That if you're bringing a carbon to Hashem, min a behema, min a bakar, min a tzayin, takrivo es karbanchem, you bring a carbon, these are os legvoya because they're so mo'us, that one is muktzah, one is nevad. However, if you have an animal which is muktzah and nevad, you are allowed to shecht it for your own private purposes. In other words, for chulin, not for kachim. No problem. And since we're talking about a tzipor metzora, to be able to go and eat it outside the Beis Mikdash, we're not talking about bringing it for a carbon, we're talking about eating it for Bnei Adam. Oh, says Zokti Yimara, I never found Balei Chaim, which are also forever for chulin purposes. Thank you, my master, Vimia. Haroi Venirva, be Adim, the Balei Chaim Ninu Vasiri. What happens if you find an animal that was Roi Venirva, that lived together with a human being? Either a man with a female animal, or a female with a male animal. What's the din that these are Balei Chaim, which are osir? And in fact, Rashi quotes the pasuk that you have to go and kill not only the person, but also the animal. For Ratu Esu Isha V'esa Behema. And by Nirv it says V'esa Behema Ta'aroigu. So we see clearly that they are osir li'oilam. And these are Balei Chaim. And they're not just osir for Kodshim. You're not allowed to go and use them at all. You got to go and kill them. Ta'aroigu. So I do find Balei Chaim that are osir li'oilam. Zuchimor, okay, I make a slight emendation. It was Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bayechoi. Zuchimor, El Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bayechoi. Men Yochi, Loi Matzino Roi Balei Chaim Shasurim. It's true. I could find exceptions to the rule, like the Roi V'Nirva, as well as even the Muktzeh and the Nevi. But how many animals are there in this world? Millions. Half of them live apparently in Gaza. But there are millions and millions of animals throughout the world. How many of them are also because of Roiva Venirva or even because of Muktzah and Nevad? A very, very, very small percentage. Echad mini elef loy matzasi. This is so, so rare. So you're right. There are exceptions, but Roiva Lechai Masum. And therefore, if I have to choose now, when I am interpreting these two psukim of the Kol Tzipor Tehoyre Teichelu and the next pasuk, I rather go and say that the Tzipa Tehoira goes and includes the Mishulachas rather than say that it becomes also because of Zeh Asher Leitoichlu Mehem, because I don't want to take a Baal Chai, which normally 99% of all Baal Chayim are Mutter, they're not also Leolam. I don't want to go and cause this Tzipa Mitzoyer, not that I don't want to cause it. If I'm learning the two psukim, it's much more logical to say that the pasuk that says "Ashaloi toichlu mehem" is talking about the shchuta as opposed to the case of the mishulachas. So that's teretz number one. Alt roiv balechaim are mutar. And now we have a new pshat. Teretz number two. Again, we're trying to answer the kasha: how do I know it's the mishulachas that is mutar and the shchuta which is osur? The way Rishmol Tana Niyam Akros says in the post Veshilach Es HaTzipra Chaya Al Pnei HaSode. Why is the Al Pnei HaSode? Could just say Veshilach Es HaTzipra Chaya. What's the Al Pnei HaSode? Ki Sode Ma Sode Muter Is Afay Nam Muter. It's coming to tell you just like a Sode is Muter. In other words, a Sode, a piece of land which is being used to grow crops, etc., a field. Just like that's mutter, afay nami, the one that you're going to go and send away is also going to be mutter. And now those are hekish to the word sada. Frey Timura, hai sada lachi udiasa. That's what you use sada for. We boil it in kinsani and need it for other drushes. What are the other drushes? So Timura, sada, shleyam with biyafoy, biyizrakena liyam, biyeves, biyizrakena li midbar. What does this mean? When you take the tzipoyra mitzoyra, where are you standing? So Rashi quotes the pasuk, "V'shilach es hatzipra chaya el michutz lo'ir," and you go and send it away, which means that the person. Okay, everybody. So we're continuing on here on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, and as you recall, the Gemara asked, "How do I know that it's the tzipar hashchuta which is osir bano, and the tzipar mishulachas is mutar bano?" So we already had one teretz of Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yehoi, because Roiv Balei Chaim are mutter, and therefore it's more mistava that the Mishulachas is the mutter one. So Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Yomakro of Shilach al Pnei HaSoda, it's like Soda. Just like Soda is mutter, so here too the Mishulachas is mutter. Frankly more, but I need that Soda for another drasha. Mi boyalei lekidasanya. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says in the Pasuk, Soda. Shulayam with Biyafi is a kenaliyam. Begeves is a kennel in midbar. Shloyam in chutzla ir be is a kennel in toicha ir. Ela kosha oimid be ir be is a kennel chutzla chayma. The Gemara is interpreting a pasuk Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk. The pasuk is, you'll see Rashi quotes it, "Bishilach es atzipra chaya el michutz lo'ir," which means that when this is taking place, that you're shechting the tzipor, the shechting and the shiluach should take place inside the city. I mean, the shechita maybe takes place outside the city, but the shiluach takes place inside the city, and you send it out el michutz la'ir, towards outside the city. So for instance, if it has a city that has a wall, you send it out over the wall. Okay, but it also said that it got to do it al pnei ha-sodeh. So Gemara darshins. So that shalayam would be yafoi v'zaken aliyam. So Rashi explains that yafoi is a city which has a choyma, and its choyma is al hayam. So in other words, yafoi borders on the yam. So don't go and shech one oif and then send away the other oif from yafoi and send it towards the sea. Or begeves. Geves, as Rashi, is a city which adjoins the midbar. It too has a choyma around it. So when you are sending away the tzipor hamishulachas, don't go and send it from Geves and let it go towards the midbar, but rather it should go towards the sodeh. Because it says in the pasuk, "Vishilach es tzipor chaya el michutz la'ir." Therefore, says Yimayel, "Kol oimid be'ir b'yizakena chutz l'chaima." So that being the case, I see from this brisa that I'm already using sodeh to tell you, dafka, send in the direction of a field, not in the direction of a yam, and not in the direction of a midbar. So how can you learn from soda that the mishulachas is mutter like soda? Says Yimara, ibiidach in kein nichtiv kro soda, my ha soda, shmami no. The pasuk that we quoted before, vishilach as a tziprachai al panei ha soda, the extra hey comes to tell you the second drasha. Soda comes to tell you, don't go and send it to the yam or to the midbar. But ha-soda comes to tell you that it's mutter just like a soda. Shema min atakti. And Rava gives the final answer. Rava Omar, I don't need a pasuk. It's all based on svara, logic. What's the logic? Liyamar Torah shalach, or shaleach litakola. The Torah wouldn't go and tell you, send away this tzipor, and then someone is going to find it at some time in the future, and he's going to go and shecht it and go and eat it. How does he know that this is the tzipor mishulachas? It doesn't say anywhere that you have to go and mark it with sikra, or you have to attach some sort of gumi that people will know that this is a tzipor mishulachas. So this is going to be a real lifnei iver, if you will, situation, that people are going to eventually capture or catch that tzipor, may decide to go and shecht it and eat it, and they're eating Isra Anah. The Torah wouldn't go and say, be machshul people that know nothing what's going on. So therefore, it's far more mistaver to go and say that the Isra of Ze'ashaloi Toichlu Mehem, the Asher comes to include the Tzipor Hashchuta, and the Kol Tzipor Torah Toichelu, the Kol comes to include the Mishulachas. Okay, we continue on the Mishnah. Next one in the Mishnah was Seir Nozir. If a Chosin took the hair of a nazir. Now you know what you're supposed to do with the hair of a nazir. You're supposed to go and burn it under the dud of the shlamim in the azara. What happens if instead a chosin took the seir nazir and he presented it to his kala as the ring to be mekadisher? It's osir bano, and therefore the kedushin was not chav. Pray to me, Nolan. How do I know that seir nazir is osir bano? The Yamakot says in the pasuk, kodeshia gadol pera se'ar roishai. And Rashi points out that the word kodosh is missing a vav in the Torah. Rashi, in fact, says that in the Masoira it says that there are 13 such words it's missing a vav, which you normally would find a vav, and the vav is missing. So what's the point? Since the vav is missing, you could read it instead of kadosh as koidish. Now, koidish and kadosh to us sounds more or less synonymous. However, there is a difference between the two. Kodesh means that it's inherently, intrinsically Kodesh, it has Kedusha. Well, Kodesh means that it's an adjective, that object, not that it is itself a noun which is holy, but there's holiness which attaches to the Seir Nazir. And of course, the easy pshat, how do you have the holiness attached to it? Since the Torah says that a person who takes upon himself Naziris, 30 days he's not allowed to cut it, so automatically there's a certain degree of holiness that attaches. But it doesn't mean that it itself is Kodesh, that it's a Dover Hegdish, like Kodshim. And that says the Gemara, because it says Kodesh missing above, you could read it like Kodesh. Zoktimar Gedula Yia Kodesh. The Gidl Seir has a din of Kedusha. So, Frank Mari Ma Kodesh, Tavis is Dama Vyoitse Lechulin, Afseir Nazir, Tavis Dama Vyoitse Lechulin. As you recall, we said at the end of the Mishnah, what happens if a person sells any of these prohibited items? In our case, for instance, the Seir Nazir. You go and sell the Seir Nazir to a Sheitel manufacturer, and you get $100. And you take that $100 and you use it to go in the Mekadesh Es or Isha. Does it work? Says our Mishnah, yes, it works. Why? Why don't they go and say that the money now gets impressed with the Kedusha of the Seir Nazir, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh with the money? Because that's in fact Halacha Legabe Hegdish. Ima Kodesh Toifis is Dama V'yoytze L'chulin. When the Gizbar has a Dover Kodosh, and he's selling it to someone, and the person is buying it from the Gizbar, okay, so he gives the Gizbar $100. Now that $100 becomes Kadosh, and the object that formerly had Kedushas, Bedekabayis, is now totally Chulin. Why? Because the Kedusha transfers. Ah, so the same thing should apply here too. Why don't you say that since you're calling it Kaidish, Afseir Noz, the Tevet Zom, Yoytzel Chulin, maybe the Seir Noz is Yoytzel Chulin, you should be able to Mekadosh with the Seir Noz. And for the Gemara, Mikarin and Kodesh, Kodesh Kodesh. It would say Kodesh, you're right. Kodesh means it has its own inherent Kedusha. Here, by calling it Kodesh, means it's called Kodesh, because it has certain indicia of being Kodesh. However, it's not intrinsically, inherently Kodesh, and therefore, it's not Toifis is Damat. Like the Petach Hamar, you know, means a Bechor of a Hamar. What do you have to do? Petach Hamar tifte b'sa, v'yemloi sifte, v'araftoi. You have to do the Arifas ha-Petach Hamar. Okay, so it says in the Mishnah that Petach Hamar is osur bano. Can you imagine a chosin bringing to the kala at the chasana? He takes along a Petach Hamar, a kleine eisel, a young donkey, and says they're being mekadosh with a Petach Hamar. Says our Mishnah, it doesn't work. So tomorrow, nima season likrib shimon, tisanya, Petach Hamar, Osir Bano, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda is just like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Matur, it's Mutzir Bano. So l'choyra, our Mishnah does not stim with Rabbi Shimon. Every morning when I'm not going to Rabbi Vuh, Ali Acher Arifa, Divi Akoyl. Rabbi Shimon only argues before the Arifa. In other words, as you know, Petach Hamar, you're supposed to be Poyta Meseh. V'yem Loi Sif, then if you're not Poyta, Varaftoi. Then you have to do the Arifa. Ah, so now we have Machloikim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Both of them agree that at some point, a Petach Hamar is or can become Osir Bano. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Petach Hamar as Osir Bano even when it's still alive. It is Osir Bano unless and until you're poided the Petach Hamar with a set. Rabbi Shimon says, no, as long as the Petach Hamar is alive, it's Mutar Bano. You know when it becomes Osir? After the Arifa. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah can stim like Rabbi Shimon. But he's not talking about Alei B'dik and Petach Hamar. He's talking about the Petach Hamar that you already did, the Arifa. And now you're handing over the Chusin to the Kala, the dead Petach Hamar. This romance, or this marriage, is dead on arrival, because Einam Mikodeshes, it's Osir Bana. Next case, Basir B'chalev. A person by accident or on purpose went and cooked together meat and milk. Osir Bano. Meanwhile, then how do we know? So this limud virtually everybody knows because Rashi brings it in Chumash. We all learned this when we were kinderlach. The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, leSavach Gadiba Chalei Vima. It says three times in the Torah, Gimel Pavim. Echad is Rechila, v'echad is Ano, v'echad is Abishul. You're not allowed to eat, Basar B'chalev, you're not allowed to cook it, and you're not allowed to Ano. Okay, very simple. From leSavach Gadiba. Masis like Yaitano, our Mishnah Lachar does not stimulate the following Tana. The Sani will learn in the Brides of Shimon Yehuda, Omer, Basar B'chalev, Osir Bachilo, Umutir Bano. Shimon Yehuda disagrees, and he holds that it's Mutir Bano after all. Where does he take this from? By the way, there's another Gears on the side. said Rav Shimon Yehuda, that this is a famous Rav Shimon Bar Yechoi. That Rav Shimon is the one that holds that it's Mutibana. Where does Rav Shimon take this? From Shneva, it says the Pasuk. Ki am kodesh atal Hashem alikecha, leisubash gedi b'chalei v'mohoi. So that's one Pasuk. It says, ki am kodesh. Ulalanu oimer. And then I have another Pasuk. Now what is the other Pasuk? This Pasuk is talking about trei for meat. And it says, v'anche kodesh tiyun li. Uvasa v'asa de trei for leisichelu, la'kelev tashlichun oisoi. Ah, so that's talking about Pasuk trei. So what's the din? The basa treifa. What are you allowed to do with the basa treifa? You're not allowed to eat it. Loy sechelu, of a lakel of tashlich and oisi, and give it to your dog. You know how much dog food costs today? Who knows how much it costs? Unless you own a dog, I wouldn't know. But I'm sure every can of dog food's got to cost at least $3, $4, $5, maybe $10. Who knows? If you're able to go and give this dead carcass to the to your animal, to your kelev, you're saving yourself money, so you're having toivas hanoah. Says Reb Shimon Yehuda, it's mutter. Shema, just like it says over here, ki am kadosh, loisavashik li b'chalevi. Why? And then it says, by the boss of treif, of anchi kodesh ti and li, boss of a son of treif, loisachel, lakel, vashlichan, oisai. Malalon, osa machila mutter bano, afkan, osa machila mutter bano. So in fact, it's a machloikis, boss of a cholov, whether you lad of hanoah or not. Our mission that says that it's osir, does not stem with Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Or Reb Shimon ben Yehoi. And then it says the Mishnah Chulin Shinishal Lub Azara. If you took in a regular animal into the Azara and you shechted it, not l'shem karbon, you wanted to go and shecht it, eat it stam. And what's the din by this animal? It becomes not only osa b'achila, it's osa b'ano. You know what I mean? How do I know? Amr b'yerchem mishim r'meir. Amr toira. So he brings a simple mamatzino, simple svar, and that is, it says shchoit. Now, Agamar says li, but it really should say shchoit shali bishali bishalcha bishalcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I have certain meat requirements, and you have certain meat requirements. Of course, kaviyachol. And therefore, just like shali, meaning the karbonis that you're giving to me, where are you supposed to bring it? Only in the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to bring it outside the Beis Hamikdash. If you bring it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's called Shchutei Chut. Same thing applies to your meat, Chulin meat. Don't go and bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash. Bring it outside Bachutz. Zoktimar Nachamol Amr Taira. Shchut Shali B'Shali. My Kabbalah says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shech B'Shali, inside the Azara, inside the Beis Hamikdash. B'Shalcha, and your food, your meat, bishalcha, do it b'chutz. Mashali bishalcha, aser. Just like my karbanis says in Kodesh Baruch, if you shecht it outside, it's aser. It's shchutei chutz. Avshalcha, your meat, if you shecht it bishali, inside my azor and my bismedish, is aser. Frank Timura, 1 second. Imashali bishalcha, onishkaris. Avshalcha bishali, onishkaris. Chayre, we all know that shchutei chutz is onishkaris. So maybe you're going to tell me the same thing applies here too, that if you go and shecht chulin bazar, it is an oynish of karis. Amakra, no, v'al pesach oy mayin loy hevi oy. Doesn't say loy hevi. Loy hevi oy. L'hakrif karim l'ashem v'nichras. Al karimon onish karis. It's only on the kabbonis that you have to bring into the Beis Hamikdash. If you bring it outside, karis. Al chujim nezorein oynish karis. Okay. Frankly, Mariette, now that you have agreed that there's a fundamental difference between karbonis pachut and chulin bithnim, ikalim ifrach, malishli bishalchashikin onishkaris. Why here there's no din of karis. And therefore, if there's no din of karis, maybe there's no isser at all. Maybe you're allowed to go and shecht chulin bazara. Maybe you're allowed to eat chulin bazara. How do I know that it's asr? It's only based on bishali bishali. But you've already agreed that if you shecht chulin bazara, there's no din of kares. So maybe there's no din of isra noah. Maybe there's no din of isra achila. Maybe there's no din of isra shchita. Elam rabbi mihocha. I learned it from here. And now the Gemara quotes 3 psukim, all by karbon shlomim. The reason why we have 3 psukim with karbon shlomim is because the pasuk first begins, you can bring a karbon shlomim in habakar. And then it says, min hatzoin, and from the tzoin, you can bring it either from a keves or an eiz. So we have three separate psukim, each one of them has a miut. Ushchotoi pesach oil moid, v'shochet oisoi, v'shochet oisoi. So, Agmar is going to Tlosa Kroy Yeseri. Rashi takes out the Tlosa Kroy Yeseri. Rashi just learned from the three ois. That's the Shchotoi and the Shachar Oisoi. Shachar Oisoi. These are three mi'utim. What are these three mi'utim coming to teach you? Now this is a pasuk that is referring to Chulin Bachutz Lebeis HaMikdash. And what the Gemara calls Basar Taiva. What means Basar Taiva? So Rashi explains, at the time that we, Yidden, were in the Midbar for 40 years, and we had a Mishkan, any animal that was Ro'oi Lihakrova, that you could bring for a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, or I should say in the Mishkan, had to be brought in the Mishkan. If you brought it outside the Mishkan, it was usher to eat. You could not eat basar taiva in the times of the Mishkan unless it was a behemoth that you could not bring into the Beis Hamikdash or into the Mishkan. Why couldn't you bring it? Because it was a balmum. It was missing a foot, it was missing a this. It wasn't a treifa. Make it an easy balmum. It had in the doikin shiba'ayin or something, a cut in the lips or something like that, where clearly, although it has a status of a balmum, but it's not a trade for this animal, can live for another 50 years. That animal, a balmum, you can go. Or it's tzvi. Imari is referring to, at the moment, just behemoths. About chayis, we're going to talk about in another moment. In the meantime, we're talking about banks. So, what's halacha? Basar taiva was prohibited in the times of the Mishkan during the 40 years, except for those animals you couldn't bring as a carbon, that you will have to go and shecht and eat outside the Mishkan. Aha. Okay, so now we're entering in Eretz Yisrael. We're no longer all going to live around the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. They're going to be Yidden that are going to move to Tel Aviv and to Haifa and to Beersheba and to numerous other places in Eretz Yisrael. So, ki yirchat mimcha mokoyim v'zavachta, you're going to be hungry to go and eat a piece of meat. You can't go and bring a carbon. It's Mishas Isser Habamais. You can't go to Yerushalayim every time you want to have a salami sandwich. So what do? The Torah gives you a heter. You're allowed to go and be Zaveach Barich Mokam. What's the whole Pasik? Pasik Chav. If you're far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to go and shecht wherever you are. Therefore you can go and eat meat anywhere. That's all the heter of Basar Taiva once they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So now the Gemara dashed. That's coming to tell you, you're not allowed to go and check chulin yazara. How do I know? Because barichik mokim and not the kirif mokim. The only other tmimah. Haru'uya, haru'uyim, likarev. Maybe this only refers to those animals which are not bali mumen. You're able to go and bring it for a carbon. It's a chutzpah that you go and bring in a bokar or tzoin into the Beis HaMikdash, which is roi for a carbon, and you don't bring it for a carbon. You go and use it for chulin. Says the Torah, no, you're not allowed to do that. If you're in Haifa, you're in Bnei Brak, yeah, that's fine. But if you happen to be here in Yerushalayim, and you're bringing an animal, basar taiva, into the Beis HaMikdash, you're nuts, you're crazy. You need to bring it for a carbon already. So maybe only to me, we're bringing the carbon. How do I know that if you brought a balmum into the Beis HaMikdash, there's an iser shechita? Says Yimar Marbani is balmum, and she came in. Instead of min ha-machshir, Rashi's going to use min ha-kosher. Although it itself is taka, cannot be brought from a carbon, but at least it's from the min that can be brought from a carbon. Min ha-rabbi says achaya, this is Brother Shai's point. How do I know, for instance, deer, venison, those chayas which are coded, which are kosher, how do I know that I'm not allowed to bring them and shech them inside the azara, even though they're not ro'ui for a carbon? Marba ni esachayish, he b'shchuta, b'shchita, ki behema. I marba the chaya because it's similar to the behema that you can only eat it if you shecht it. Now the Rav says, how do I know to go and include even Oifis birds? Rashi says the reason why we need a separate limit for birds is because there is no befeirish pasuk in the Torah that birds require shechita. Whenever we talk about birds, we usually talk about them in the context of bringing a carbon, and when you're bringing a carbon, you do malika, you don't do shechita. So anyway, so how do I know that you're not allowed to go and eat oifis without shechita? It doesn't say befeirish. So therefore, that's why I have to have a limud. It's talma loimer. So therefore, I have now three separate psukim. Ushchatoi, b'shachar oisoi, b'shachar oisoi. What do I learn from these three? Says Rashi, one lebali mumin, one lechayois, one leoifois, that all of them you're not allowed to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. It's all chulin bazar. Yochel yishchar, I would think maybe there's only an isser of shechita, you're not allowed to. V'imshach, but if you shechted it, yeimut, I would think it's permissible to eat, because after all, you did a perfect shechita, so maybe you can eat it. Tam aloy merkiyichanim chamokoyim, v'zavachta, v'ochalta, the pasuk continues on v'yachalta b'sherecha. So I would say, masha ata zaveach, v'richim mokam ata oichel, v'yata oichel masha ata zaveach, v'mokam koroiv. And therefore, prat l'chulun shirishchum d'azora, that you're not allowed to go and eat a kosher animal that could have been brought for a carbon. Not only are you not allowed to go and shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to go and eat it either. But again, the Gemara goes through the same list again. Maybe this only applies to a behemoth tamimah, which you could bring for a carbon. That if you shecht it chulin bazara, that it's osur le'achol to eat. How do I know bali mumin that you could not bring for a carbon? That if you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat it. Marmini bali mumin chikain min hakosher. Although I can't bring this animal itself, but it is among the family of animals that you could bring. How do I know chaya? You can't bring for carbon at all. Marbani is a chaya, shehi b'shechita kibahema. At least it's similar that you need shechita. Minal Rabbis is a oifis. We don't have a fairish apostolic in the Torah that oifis requires shechita. Talmud loyim, that's why I have again these three, ushchotoi, b'shochar, oisai, b'shochar, oisai, that just like these three come to tell you that if you shecht chulin ba'azora, which three, the bali mumin, the chayis, and the oifois, your oiver and isur, because you're not allowed to go and shecht it. Same thing is, you're not allowed to go and eat from it. Just like the tmimim, you're not allowed to shecht, and you're not allowed to eat. The bali mumin, chayis, and oifis, you're not allowed to shecht, and you're not allowed to eat. Yochel yishkoit, v'mshachat, yashlichen lefnei klavim. Even though you and I can't eat it, but maybe we can have hanoah, we can go and give it to klavim. Just like by basa basada treifa loisechelu, la kelef tashlichen oisai. Maybe I can have hanoah and give it my klavim. Talmaloyim ala kelef tashlichen oisai, by the basa treifa. Oisai atamash lekelevi atamash lechulin shen vazara, to a Kelev. So bottom line is, we have now found the limud to teach you that chulin shirish with zara, not only is there an iser of shechting, not only is there an iser of achila, but there's also an iser hano, and therefore if a chosin is mekadesh his wife, his kala, with chulin shirish with zara, eina mikudeshes. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, and we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be back on regular